12.1.
So how did it go with Sarah's parents, George?
Oh, it was surprisingly good, actually. The whole visit passed off far better than I dared to hope it would.
Yeah? Even with her father?
Yeah. It turns out his bark is much worse than his bite. We had a long talk over dinner on Saturday and got on really, really well. He's a pretty amazing guy, actually.
Yeah? In what way?
Well, he's just had an incredible life. I mean, he's from a first-generation immigrant family, grew up in a very strict, very close-knit immigrant community, not really speaking the local language, and basically living in total poverty. Then, when he was 13, his dad passed away, and as the oldest son, he found himself having to support the family.
Seriously? Is it a big family?
Yeah, colossal. 12 brothers and sisters. So he had to drop out of school and start working.
That's very young to be working. What was he doing?
He started off selling ice creams on the street of the town he was living in, and then moved on to selling textiles door to door. And by the time he was about 17, he was going off all around the island selling and making deals.
That's amazing. I was still living at home stressing about my end of school exams at that age.
Yeah, exactly. Then, when he was about 21, he decided that if he really wanted to get ahead, he'd have to move to the capital. And so he set off to make his fortune. He got there, somehow managed to start up his own company selling outboard motors for boats, and then just slowly built things up until he got to where he is today, where he can afford to have all his kids educated in the States and go off on holiday whenever he feels like it.
So he really is a proper self-made man then?
Yeah, completely. But what was great about him is that he's still quite rough around the edges. I mean, he eats like a peasant still and burps after dinner and everything, all of which I found strangely endearing.
And what did he make of you and the idea of his daughter dating an artist then?
Well, he's still coming to terms with that, obviously, trying to get his head round it all. But his eyes lit up when I told him how much I got for that portrait I sold last year. Basically, I think he just wants to see that she'll be provided for.
Despite the fact she's earning twice as much as you are already?
Yeah, well, I didn't dwell on that fact too much.